This is part three of a very long audio boo. What is it about consultancies and consultants, and what's the difference between consultant and a contractor? And part two, I talked about the relative disadvantages of consultancy, and I came up with it can feel like a body shop, and sometimes in number two, it can be a cultural fit problem. Number three, in terms of the individual, the value add that you provide to the business client may not be the best. And I guess there's the fourth, you are in situations which you don't really have control. It's not an ivory tower architectural role. Okay, so let's just take the first three. With body shop, the counterpoint is challenge. If you are a consultant and you like challenge, you're going to get that with a consultancy. Number two, if you're the kind of person that adapts to situations well, you like wild and sometimes unforgiving places in the tech world, maybe consultancy is great for you. If that really turns you on, that's going to be great. Number three is to get around the value add may not be the best that you're providing to a client is to be provide better negotiation skills. You may have to explain yourself a lot. You must have the personal will and impetus to actually do this, and if you like negotiation, then you will succeed as a consultant. Okay, so what is it about consultancy that I think we can learn from being contractors, and maybe even move to that model? Maybe not in terms of market weight, but we can take some of those ideas. Number one, I think, is to we can be more knowledgeable about what's going on with the business, and by that it's the operational function that the client actually does care about. It's not all about technology, guys and girls, obviously. Number two is having empathy for the client and the situation. So it's not about going to work at 9 o'clock, finishing at 5, and then forgetting about the client. And it's about having some idea of what the situation is and what's going on and what's happening in people's head, and that will get us in the doors with senior management. And in order to do that, we need to be better educated, which brings me to number three. We need to learn how to inform, perhaps even lecture, provide better education about what contractors do, and also learn to demonstrate and be better presenters. And number four, we don't have to be a square peg in a round hole. As contractors, we have the ability to move around, and we should learn to choose the best contract that we will do the best job. Number five is where it becomes very fantasy and wishful for me. I wish, and this is perhaps a secret wish, that contractors worked more together and we could work more as a team. I wish, and there was a partner or a set of do's or do-dettes out there, much in the way as the Ajax Glimmer twins. And those two people I'm talking about are Ben Galbraith and Dean Almer. Now, those two guys who came up with the Ajaxian website have been known to work together in a pair and even move from company to company so impressively. I wish contracting could be just like that, and then we wouldn't need so much to be relied on for consultancy work. We can get around, we could help each other. Unfortunately, that really isn't the case, but it's just a dream. Anyway, to end my little treble of audio booze, I'm just going to summarize briefly. Well, it's all about value add for consultancies, a big value add. For a contractor, you don't really have to do this if you don't want to, but I think in the coming years, to be a successful contractor, we're going to have to learn to provide some notion of adequate value add, and this